I'm here in Glasgow, sunny Glasgow, where the Scottish elections are going to be in many ways decided. I'm in the Southside constituency with Labour's MP Anna Sawa and our candidate Stephen Curran. This, in the Scottish Parliament, is the heart of Nicola Sturgeon territory, and come May the 6th, we're going to make it Labour territory again. It's a very tight seat, and we've been out canvassing with about 20 or 30 people from the university and from a really active local party. I think it's fair to say that the sparring has started for the Scottish elections, the big test for all the parties, and also a critical part of rebuilding Labour, because it was here in Scotland that we did well at the general election, and we've got the opportunity to hold power and make change. And I'm going to ask Stephen to say a bit about the campaign, and then us to talk a bit about the constituency. Stephen, over to you.
Thanks, Stephen. Just delighted to have you here today. Obviously, people in the doors knew who you were, which was helpful. They know who Anas was, and we're making sure they know who I am now as well. So the key thing for us is making the campaign as local as possible. And it's all about that community-based campaign, and the Movement for Change is really focused on and over the past year, and you're taking forward in the coming years. So that's the big focus for us. What are the local issues? Very competitive area, only 27 votes is the notional majority in this seat, and it's all there to play for.
And how do you fight against both the Tories in Westminster and the SNP in Edinburgh at the same time?
It's very difficult. It's like a two-headed beast we're trying to fight, but you've got to say that the Tories have to be fought in this election, although people choose between Labour and SNP. So we want to defend Scotland and Glasgow from the worst onslaught from the Tories, but we also want to say we've got a positive alternative to the SNP in Scotland. It's about being part of the UK that's very focused on jobs and training for young people, and about the economy being at the heart of that.
And as you've been an MP now in Westminster for nearly a year, how do you see Labour's challenge in Scotland?
Well, we had a fantastic general election campaign in Scotland. We got 1 million people voting for Labour Party in the general election. We've got to replicate that now in the Scottish Parliament elections. We've got to overcome the challenge we had in 2007, make sure we did learn the lessons from two very difficult by-elections that we had when we lost in Glasgow East. We got back to Team Labour with MSPs, MPs and councillors working together, with Westminster hand-in-hand with Holyrood working together to show that the SNP are letting down Scotland, and Scotland does deserve better, and that's why we need to return.
And is the Labour Party turning itself outwards to re-engage with communities here, do you think?
Absolutely.
Is that the lesson since 2007?
Yeah, absolutely. We had to learn that lesson. I mean, I think we had a re-engagement process that we had to before. We had to take a serious look at ourselves as a Scottish Labour Party about where we were, what our relationship was with people, were we taking people for granted. I think we've learned those lessons, and we will have a real campaign movement to get a victory in Glasgow Southside, hopefully, and also in Scotland.
Well, I've just been told that Alex Salmond has been defending his cuts in teacher numbers with reference to me doing some teaching at my old comprehensive. I mean, if that's the best he can do, he must be absolutely desperate.
Absolutely.
So on that basis, I think Stephen's heading for office and Labour's heading for power, but there's a long way to go. Thanks very much, Jensen.